So I want to encourage you to find a place of worship. Find where the Lord meets you, where you meet with Him. Notice how simple it was. Just one-liners. And if you don't want to sing it, speak it. Talk. Jesus, I love you. I worship you. Next, we want to talk about doing things in the Spirit. Now again, you can sing in the Spirit or you can speak in the Spirit. And if you haven't noticed, we want to take familiar songs. This is probably where the rest of the evening's going to go, because we have a couple of these. Because I want to encourage you, you have a repertoire of music inside of you that you can use for the Lord. I'm going to spend some more time on that. But we can do that in the Spirit as well. I don't care how silly the song sounds to you, if you sing it right, it'll be worship. Recognize this one? Changalare ki sama, chingaloka pandati. Ongalare ki sama, chialoka trematu. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Sing it in the Spirit. It may be a melody that you're familiar with, but you don't even know the words, but you like the melody. Just sing in the Spirit. Turn it into worship. Now I'm really probably going to start getting in trouble here, because I do some things different than most people. Okay. Whenever I first came to Oklahoma, I started getting Indian songs in the Spirit. I thought, oh my goodness, okay. But I went with it anyway. It's interesting. Yatapamalaka pashikato, katatrona laka pasaketa tu, chakalaka pankatreti shalaka panti, chakalaka trikasikinekiako pusta, lokatra tushana, kopalaka trikatia so, chatalaka trikaneka panala. Did you know you could do that? I may not give the example for this one, but did you know that you can rap in the Spirit too? If your boys had been here tonight, I would have done it. So if they're here next Sunday night, I will do it. I will rap in the Spirit for your boys only. Yes. No. Amen. Yeah. That's what we're doing tonight. We're taking the limits off. Let's stop being stuck in our worship. Let's explode our worship life and just go beyond the box, as they say, outside the box. Okay, next, do I have one there? I do have an example of that. I'll save that for another time. I want to go on now to encourage you to be more vocal in your corporate worship. And again, I go back to my disclaimer. I'm not putting anyone down for what you're doing, okay? This is encouragement, exhortation, edification. But I want to encourage you to be more vocal in your corporate worship. This is probably the stance of 98% or more of Christendom today. Again, I'm not judging your heart. You can stand still and worship the Lord, yes. But we are to be a testimony. Especially when people come into our midst, they need to see something and hear something they've never seen before. In Revelation 1, we have a portrait of Jesus. And it says that his voice is as the sound of many waters. In fact, I heard that in this morning's service this morning. I thought, wow, right on target. His voice is the sound of many waters. And I've heard a few testimonies of individuals who've gone to heaven and they happen to experience worship around the throne, and they say it's like 1,000 symphonies all in one, but there's unrehearsed and it's all perfect. Wow. I'm looking forward to that day. But if I'm standing like this, I can't hear anything. No one can hear anything. And we want to be heard. The Sunday before our accident, I was at the piano. I raised my hands. I told Ray and Kim, there's a river flowing through the center of this room. It's flowing. Oh, wow. It's a gorgeous river. Just flows and flows. We've got to jump in. We need to jump in. So, we want to do some exercises tonight. If you haven't caught on yet, I taught school for many years. I love laboratory. I love exercises. Okay, so we're going to stand. Now this first one, it's not speaking. We're going to get you warmed up to speak. In the Old Testament, worship, I almost said that earlier today, and it's not right. Bowing was equivalent to worship. If you bowed before a person or a thing, it constituted worship. Now, fortunately, Jesus changed all that when he died on the cross, rose from the dead. However, you've got all of our Eastern religions with over 365 million gods that still believe in that. And whenever you greet someone from those religions, they expect you to bow because you're a god and they're a god. I'm talking about God. So just the simple act of bowing to them is worship. And I find it with the pews make it very hard to do anything else. I mean, we'd like to kneel down whenever we can, but it's very awkward. But I don't know any of us that can't do a simple bow. It's good exercise, too. Works on the abs. Okay. So, here we go. Did that hurt anybody? So what should we have been doing during that song this morning? Here I... Okay, you're going to sing this one, okay? You sing it. What a sight. That's beautiful, guys. That's gorgeous. Wow. I could almost hear you, too. We need to work on it. Let's get that river flowing. The sound of many waters. Now, if you don't feel like singing, talk. Okay? We're going to sing the song we did earlier, Jesus, I Worship You. Remember the notes again? Jesus, I worship you. I'm not going to play the keyboard because I want to hear you. Jesus, I worship you. Yeah, go ahead. Isi ada loka mana kisya ko. Isi ada loka mana kisya ko. O diana loka mana kisya ko. O rada kisya no loka kisya ko. Onda la kasi diya loka. Ora la conde kia to somma, oria sonda lo comba, oria sonda longa dice a so cala, onga la coca ria songa ti, otia so, onga la che tri ria lo comba si si. Flow, river, flow, flow, river, flow. O si andala ke di asso, o te shike di alolo komana, o te kisi alolo komana, o te she, o Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. O kadala kumati ketese, o shandala katra. India dolo kumbatyo, isia tokondala katra riki. O shandala katra, ichata lokoneki. O kadala kumbanchi, ongala kitriki. Mm.